Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Massive Report special post-game edition, March 14th. I always get the dates around the wrong way.
It's because you're March 14th.
It is because I'm Australian. That's exactly the excuse I'm going to use. March 14th, 2015, Columbus Crew SC opened their home account with a 2-0 win over Toronto FC here at Montferry Stadium. My name is Greg Benson. I'm joined by Alex Stanek and a few other stragglers. Let's just say a few people still left in the stadium.
Should we let them introduce themselves?
Yeah, why not? I mean, we don't normally do this anyway. So, yeah, let's go around let's go around the room, the panel, the bleacher. We're literally standing in the bleachers here at Montferry Stadium. So let's go around.
All right, sir. You want to introduce yourself? Start
the introductions. Ryan Kozlowski, Crew Fighter.
Rick Thomas, Tomago, or Otomao.
Well, and the regular cast of myself, Studio 79, or Sam Fahmy, Greg Benson, and Alex Stanek.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's just start things off by saying this is the ideal home opener situation. I mean, you want to come in. Tifo Sweat, by the way, put on a fantastic display, still undefeated. What you hear in the background is Frankie Hayduk being Frankie Hayduk, being a wonderful, wonderful ambassador. Frankie, come on down and join us.
Let's go.
Welcome aboard, Frankie Hayduk. Special post-game edition of the Massive Report.
Oh, we're right here right now, really?
right here, right now.
Dude, you know what's really cool is look at the talent on the field.
Half of them are your kids.
There's four Berhalters. There's four Wolves on the field. There's four Hayduks on the field. Potentially future Crew players. So
that's pretty much your starting 11 and at least one sub.
Sign them all up right now. Hey. Look at it.
Homegrown products, all
this
of
is
them.
What it's all about, guys. Look at the players coming together, all the families hanging out. Look at all the kids are hanging out in the field. They get that. This is community. This is Columbus. This is what we're all about, dude. And what a way to kick freaking Toronto's ass tonight.
You can't tell Frankie's voice is completely gone.
Frankie's voice is completely gone.
We're not quite sure why, but his voice is gone.
It was gone before the game.
Mine was gone about 20 minutes before kickoff. And I owe you an apology because out in the parking lot, you asked me for a score prediction, and I said I thought we might lose this game. And you started to walk away and, like, turned to me and said, "I don't want to hear that, man." And you were totally right, dude. Like, they dominated today.
I'm glad you preached that, dude, because that was I didn't think we were ever going to lose. And I predict a 3-1, you know. So, but 2-0 is a perfect – hey, this defense that we're talking about now, like, dude – they're looking really solid. Let's talk about, like, all the way that we play, all, like, the stuff that we're doing. But that back four, man, it's looking as solid. In the last two games, even though they conceded a goal, which is a fluke little goal, but that I've ever seen them look, even almost all of last season. They look confident, man. They look secure.
What about Mohamed Saeed?
Man,
has to come in and fill for Tony.
Man, what a great player, dude! We knew this guy was going to be the guy that he is from day one. He got his chance early, and I think he proved to Crew fans that he belongs in Columbus, man. I think that he had a respectable outing. Chani is as good as ever, also. So, hey.
This presents an interesting problem for Greg Berhalter coming in next game
dude,
in. What do you do? I mean, it's a nice problem to have.
There's no problem. What do you mean? There's no problem. You have a bunch of good players on a good team.
Right.
That's not a problem. That's like, hey, let's figure out how to make everyone happy, get everyone minutes. And, you know, I think that the Coach Berhalter does that in a very good manner. And he built this roster for this exact reason, I think, because the Gold Cup's coming up.
Call-ups, yeah. Call-ups already been called up.
Yeah, you know, I mean, trap potentially, you know. So there's different little, you know, scenarios going on here, but you have guys that you saw tonight that fill in. There's not a skip beat. There's no skip beat. I mean, Mama said, what a great game he had, you know, and you know, that's what you do. You know, that's what a team is all about. It's not about 11 players. It's not about 16, 18. It's about all 24, 28, whatever we have on our roster. What do we have? 28. Yeah, sorry. I should probably know that. Yeah. But, you know, you guys know where I'm getting at.
I think one of the things that really impressed me was just how quickly the new players have fit into the system. I guess a lot of my fears going into this season were it might take us a couple games and we have a really tough opening schedule. So I thought maybe we'll drop points early and pick them up later on in the season. But these guys are ready to go right now. Like, they are already in the system. Grana is looking just as good as Waylon Francis. He shut down Josie all game. You got Saeed, who had Jovinko in his pocket for most of the game. I mean, it was just...
I mean, for me, to be honest, I mean, Grana, but, I mean... He,
Grana was...
Yeah, he was man of the match, man. This guy is he's a player. He's, you know, he's come from Boca Juniors. This guy knows what he's doing, you know. So, yeah, for, I think, the coaching staff and myself included, I'm not surprised by the way he's playing. Like, this is what the Columbus Crew SC is now going to be all about, is bringing in players that maybe not a lot of people know about that are insane players. And, you know, you're seeing Greg do that already, you know. Even with Mo Saeed, second division Swedish player. He didn't look like a second division Swedish player tonight. You know what I mean?
He plays
like,
bigger than his size, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's quick. He knows the game. His football mind is incredible. Grana the same way. Man, the sky's the limit for this team. I mean, and we say that every year, you know what I mean? But... You guys saw it tonight, dude. That looked pretty cool, man. And even the last game in Houston, I think, looked pretty cool as well in terms of the way you want to play as a coach and as a soccer franchise. You want to play the game. And he's playing the game, and he's playing the game away from home, dominating teams 18-6 or 18-8 on the shots away from home. I mean, but... We've always been susceptible to this counterattack a little bit. So how do we figure out that? And that's what we're playing with right now. And Greg will. Guys are mastermind. And, you know, they'll figure out how do we not get countered as much. And I think you're going to have very more similar results like we had here tonight at Crew Stadium.
Coming into this game, a lot was made. And I'm going to go around the panel and ask this. A lot was made of the fact that now Josie Altidore is a member of Toronto FC. They have Michael Bradley. They have several big names, and they have a big money roster. Perhaps several other teams in MLS and certainly past Crew teams would have invited pressure from this and tried to sit back, maybe park the bus, try to ride this out and try to get one on the counter. And that's not what the Crew did at all. They dominated the play from the get-go. Their passing was on point. They dominated the possession, the shot count. What do you make of the mindset of Greg Berhalter and the team going into this game? How do we deal with these guys, and how do we take the game away from them?
Well, I mean, to be honest, I don't think it's a different mindset than what he's gone through his whole career at Columbus Crew SC. I mean, it's, hey, we're going to possess the ball. We're gonna dominate the game. We're gonna bring the game to us. Even in Houston, you saw it, man. 60-40% possession away from home.
Yeah.
That was a number of games last year. Last year, there was maybe four games the whole entire season that we were outpossessed. Mm-hmm. So it's not really a secret to me of what he's doing now. For me, it's how do we find a balance? Because what we dealt with last year was teams came at us and they knew what we were doing. They're like, hey, they don't care. They're going to possess the ball and they're going to play out the back. Every time the goalkeeper gets the ball, he's going to play out the back. And so they started like almost inviting that play, and then they would pressure right away. And then, you know, then it became a little bit confusing. Now we have this X-factor element in Kai Kamara, where we have a guy that if teams now come and pressure us, that over-the-top threat is there. You know, that over-the-top. And even if it's not an over-the-top threat, it's still a threat that you can play into his chest, and he's playing it out. So it becomes interesting in how can we find this balance of playing the way that we want to play, which is always keeping possession, and literally playing a little long ball here and there.
And you literally had...
And we have a guy.
In both of your goals, you had three of your top contributors from last year and the new guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Ethan Finley to Miriam, and you had Hector Jimenez to Kai Kamara.
Francis.
Francis to Kai Kamara.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so these guys, and we're talking about guys here that know the system now. France has been in the system. These guys, they're understanding the system quicker than I've ever seen a lot of players understand the system. And now you're plugging guys in that are really experienced players in terms of Grana, and even Mohamed Saeed and Kai Kamara into a system that was already built for success. You know, and with Greg, he kind of inherited the team that first year a little bit. And I think he showed Columbus, hey, man, we can play this way. And this isn't really all the guys that I want, but look, I'm going to show you guys how we can play. And you guys can do this. And now you're seeing it even better. Like, it's like, wow, man. Like, I was with them, like I said, in preseason. These guys, they understand it, man. You saw the Grana's experience. These guys, I will be very shocked if we lose a game here this year. Straight up prediction. That's it. I'm done. Woo! Drop the mic.
Yeah. Wow. I'm not dropping my phone.
Yeah, no.
Well, see, when it comes to the game for me, there's 22 professionals on the field. I don't think anybody's worried about Michael Bradley or Jozy Altidore. Everybody out there has something to prove on both sides of that team. And tonight, Columbus Crew proved something. And, you know, they're going to – I hope, at least, I hope that they're going to prove at home that they're going to be the team that's not going to lose at home. That's so important. Yeah. That home field, 2008. I mean, Frankie was there. 2008, yeah. They didn't lose a game. Alejandro Moreno, Frankie Hadick didn't lose a game. 2008. Like, this place is a fortress. And then we went away for that for a couple of years. Need to get that back. You need to win at home, especially with all those dudes wearing red up there. You need to. You're at home. You need to like send them every time. I want every time. Second half, they're all sitting down there, like with their arms folded, like ooh, you know, like
yeah. That's what we want.
Yes,
exactly.
Away
team to feel every. No, but yeah, this is our fortress, like you said, no way, dude. And at the end of the day. Right now, we're at our fortress. We're 1-0 at home, and you just got to build on game to game. So this is a very positive. It's a very positive for the team, I think, in terms of giving them confidence at home. And you saw the way they played, dude. They were like, they were attacking. I mean, we were the home team tonight, like literally. I mean, and this is what we want to be.
And one thing you need is Kai Kamara. Okay, so he's been in England. He's been away from the game for a little bit, coming back in. It's nice that he got a goal tonight because he needs to build that confidence up. You know, because he needs to score every game, just to, like, get back into it, you know, because, you know, when you're away from the game for a little bit, you come back, you know, you got to build that confidence back up.
Dude, the home fans are behind him, dude.
No, but, you know, like, I used to be a striker myself. Like you need those goals. You need the ball in the back of the net. That's what you need.
I think one thing that helps Columbus is that there hasn't been too much of a big turnover on that roster. That helps with the cohesion. So, and then this shows you the wisdom of Greg Berhalter. He not only brings in new guys, but new guys that know how to play the game. So when you integrate that with players who know each other already. It shouldn't be that difficult to adjust to each other. I mean, they know how to play possession game. Look at Grana tonight. He stood out to me. Yeah. I mean, he not only was, you know, his general, you know, the basics, like foot on the ball, just techniques. And then you incorporate players like that with players who know each other. And for the most part, it's a no-brainer. You're going to get results like this. And another thing is, lately in the league, from what we've seen, some matches where a team goes up a man or two men and they end up either losing or having the other team tie the game that were shorthanded. Columbus, they possessed, you know, which was what they do. But granted, it would have been nice to get more goals, but they didn't have to because they literally beat down TFC. They made them quit.
They still shot for more goals. I mean, even by the nature of the substitutions, you can tell that he was like, I'm not going to let this go and sit on 2-0. I want to make sure that they know that last year, losing three times to them was not was a fluke, basically. Right. And he's not going to let that happen again.
One thing we're going to talk about in detail on Monday, but certainly a turning point in this game, was the red card to Justin Morrow right at the end of the first half. Toronto goes down to 10 men, and the second half is when the Crew get their two goals. Crew, the way that they played wasn't necessarily different from one half to the next. They dominated TFC in both sides of the halftime whistle. Let's dial back on the cheerleading and be analysts just for a moment here. Is it a red card, yes or no? You guys, we all saw the tackle. We were all here. Is it a red card, yes or no, Alex?
No.
Why not?
But I was still screaming, send him off at the top of my lungs.
Red card.
Yeah, I was. And by the way, if you weren't in Nordeca, it was deafening. It is the loudest I've ever heard. I honestly think it's the loudest I've ever heard Nordeca.
Take off his head.
Every single person in the section was screaming, send him off. And the referee, like, kind of glanced out of, like, the corner. He did, like, a little side-eye thing, kind of, like, looked over.
He did the whole...
And I wonder if we had some sort of, like, small part to play in that, because he... I mean, he had the players on him, he had the fans on him. The assistant, I don't think, had a good look at it. And I think the assistant saw everything that was going on with the fans and with the other players, and he just was like, yeah, it was probably a red card.
It's worth pointing out that the referee did have to go and consult with his assistant before giving the red card. So you wonder how much of that Nordeca, because this happened on the Nordeca side of the field. It happened over on the north corner that we're in here. Very, very close to the yelling and screaming and hollering. Crew Fighter, I've forgotten your name, buddy. Sorry.
Ryan,
red card, yes or no?
I mean, he was the last man. Let's point it that way. He was breaking through, got tackled by the last man. That's a tough call. I mean, I don't know what the assistant lineman, he was not even looking. Like, I saw him right before the play. He was, like, looking in the crowd. I don't know if he was looking at some woman in the crowd or what he's doing. He's looking at some girls in the Nordeca. But, seriously, like I don't – I hate that in a game. If I'm a neutral, you know, sending someone off before halftime because, I mean, I'm going to say maybe. But we'll go with maybe. What about you, Tom?
You know, it was tough because
the
wind has picked up a lot here. It's worth noting.
No, it by the laws of the game, you know, looking at it, was it a goal scoring opportunity? Yeah, that's where it gets dicey, you know.
So then it should be a yellow card.
It should have been. I can see it being a yellow card, red card. It was fortunate for Columbus, but. By the laws of the game, I guess they deemed it a possible goal scoring opportunity on goal, at least on goal.
I actually looked at the picture at halftime because I actually had like the whole sequence of shots, and he was the last man, but he did get the ball at least a couple of feet before Ethan did. So yes, I could see a yellow card for the offense, but definitely not a straight red offense per se.
Well, the Crew are off next weekend. They've got 2 weeks to think about. The New York Red Bulls coming to town here.
And the Nordeca fans need their liver to the cover?
Yes, the Nordeca fans will probably need all of that time and then some. But let's sum it up in as succinctly as I can. It was sexy football tonight from Crew SC. I'm just gonna throw that out there. It was fun to watch. It was certainly the same kind of attacking, free flowing football that we saw. And I said football because you know why not? what are you gonna do? Come find me. I'll be in the Nordeca. No. All seriousness, the Crew played a fun game to watch tonight. It was very similar to the match they played in Houston last week. Very, very attacking. Again, really enjoyable to be a part of. We've certainly enjoyed it here. We're going to dissect this in a lot more detail on the Massive Report on Monday night. It is Monday. It is
Monday?
Still Monday, right?
It is still
as far
Monday.
As I know. 2375 North High Street. That's Hendock's Pub. Come down and join us. We record live. We don't necessarily broadcast live all the time. Who knows? Maybe we will. Maybe we won't.
Not this
week we won't. So the only way that you're going to catch us live is if you come join us. There's drinks. There's us. What more do you need? New York Red Bulls in 2 weeks. Thank you very much to you, the entire panel, to Ryan, to
Cheers.
Rick.
Invest in the game. Invest.
To Sam, to Alex, as always, you guys are always fun to work with. My name is Greg Benson. We will catch you on Monday night. Columbus Crew SC 2, Toronto FC nothing. This has been the Massive Report.
I like how hating just came up in there.
I love it. I love it.